Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Do you love audiobooks? If you do, stay tuned because after the podcast, I'll be giving away a code that will allow you to download my latest book, The Underdog in American Politics, The Democratic Party and Liberal Values, for free. Now on to this week's podcast. Federalism is one of the most important parts of American democracy. It is vital to keeping core political ideals alive, vibrant, and close to the people. So that's why all Americans should be interested in seeing how Colorado and Washington State's experiment with legal recreational marijuana pans out. People who support these laws can point to some early positive developments. In Colorado, guess what the estimated first day of sales were? $1 million. And who didn't see this coming? There's a private equity firm that concentrates on legal pot. Their name is Privateer Holdings. According to the freedictionary.com, privateer can be defined as a ship privately owned and crewed but authorized by a government during wartime to attack and capture enemy vessels. It fits, sort of, but what are the enemy vessels that will be attacked and captured? Perhaps outdated attitudes about the link between marijuana and morality? Maybe it's the chronic revenue shortage that many states seem to be finding themselves in. On the Privateer Holdings webpage, there are links to news, with this one from CNBC, Marijuana Tourism on Tap for Colorado, and this editorial from the Spokesman Review, Potential Pot Fortunes Lie in Equipment, Legal Suppliers, and this incredible one from the Seattle Times, Ex-DEA Agent Talks About Decision to Join Pot Industry. So, let the pot rush begin. There is hesitancy. There is fear of a pot bubble. Moreover, how does a pot store handle its money? What bank or credit union would want to be charged with drug racketeering? However, if there was a new federal law which allowed banks and legal marijuana sellers to do business with each other, then things would be okay. In fact, a law has already been proposed, the Marijuana Business Access to Banking Act. Another hesitancy is about health. Will legalized recreational marijuana lead to increased use among teenagers, more mental health problems, more people abusing prescription drugs? Now, marijuana is not just like alcohol, but it is also not just like cocaine or heroin. So should other states follow Colorado and Washington State in this experiment? To some, of course they should. Why shouldn't they? It's like the feeling that Mr. Potter expresses when he offers a lucrative job to George Bailey in the classic American movie, It's a Wonderful Life. Oh, confound it, man! Are you afraid of success? To others, the answer is no. The United States should wait and see how these experiments turn out. I mean, there's always a law of unintended consequences. Ah, the beauty of American federalism. Never a dull moment. Thanks for listening, and if you are the first listener to retweet this podcast, I'll send you a code for downloading my latest book, The Underdog in American Politics, The Democratic Party, and Liberal Values. Follow me, I'm at Redhead324. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in Room 33.